Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Delia Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
We're back. All right, I just responded to a text message there. It's a Friday episode. I have my phone on me for Fridays because, you know, you got to look stuff up when we're talking about it.
And it's kind of funny because it's Friday episode, so that means that I'm probably not going to be on my phone very much.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Keith, Fat Nimmer, all the boys and girls at Noral. Thanks for being the title sponsor for this episode as well. We appreciate you. So I want to talk about something because the audience is going to see it over the next few weeks.
Just get ahead of the...
Just want to get ahead of the curve. I didn't want to mention it during every single episode, but I broke continuity for a bunch of episodes, and I was not wearing the Mac City black shirt with the logo. So I wore a different outfit because it was so cold in this building, and we pre-filmed a bunch of episodes, and I was like, I'm keeping my hoodie on. So continuity break.
That's the one that you want to get ahead of and not the lessons.
Which lessons?
You know, all the episodes that are coming out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a funny one, too. All right. The other thing we got to get ahead out, and right after I'm done talking, you should play the ad.
Okay.
So do you want to play the ad first?
Yeah, let's play the
ad
first.
Okay, play the ad first. Get ready for the ad. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day, but the fact of the matter is I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. All right, we're back. So that's the ad for an interview course that I'm doing, which is going to happen before any of our videos that we film go out. So the course will already have been done. And then all of these ads are going to go out and people are like, oh, sweet, I want to register for that course. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what I'll end up doing with the team is, like, anybody who writes in will, like, create another date and will, like, collect information. We will be offering another course for sure. But I just think it's so funny that the course is going to be done by time that first ad comes out.
You were all dressed up fancy and everything. It was so good.
Yeah, so that's hilarious.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure isn't this the only episode that's gonna come out in time?
Yeah, there'll be Monday. The Monday ads are with the keg. I put them in the Monday episodes too. Yeah,
so you get a week.
Yeah, so you'll get, well, the course is supposed to be on the 28th. I'll get a week.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. We're both bad at numbers.
I'm looking at my calendar. No. Yeah, the course is next Tuesday.
So you get one.
One. Yeah. Or not, I think, two. Some keg episodes are going out this week, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Big shout out to Pam. You're not going to see this, but big shout out to Pam. We sent her the videos. She figures out when they go out. I don't know when anything goes out.
I love that we shout out all of the people from this company all the time, and I'm pretty sure not a single one has ever been like,
ever.
Oh, hey, you shouted us out.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody knows what they do. Like, everybody has their role, right? Like, I am responsible for sitting in front of this camera and talking. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for the lights. I'm not responsible for the mic. Like, that's you.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, this is me.
Yeah.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible for anything else.
No.
Pam does what she does, and it's not watching the videos.
No. And so, see, and Pam's responsible for, like, everything. And she still is not really responsible for all that much in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
More than all of us.
More than, like, she's the most, she has the most responsibility on her plate.
In the company.
That's right.
But I feel like you look outwards from the company.
Yeah.
And we're all pretty, we're all chilling.
That's right. And then Jay, well, Jay doesn't even use, like, he does. I don't think Jason has any social media on his phone.
No. And like,
and I don't even think he knows his password to get into Facebook, to be honest with you.
No, and Jay is like a hibernating worker.
Yeah.
Like he comes out of hibernation and he works like 20 hours a day for X amount of days.
Yeah.
And he goes back into hibernation and just like disappears.
Yeah, till you need me again.
Yeah, and yeah. Then he comes out and grindstones it.
Yeah. How Jason works is unbelievable. I've had the pleasure of working with some amazing people over my years, but how he works is he's on another level, man.
I feel like watching him work is like watching you sleep.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
Yeah. Him at his like standing desk, just like literally for hours, just destroying it.
Yeah. Like, and I can't like we've obviously we work together. We have a company and there's been points where like he's like, you need to go.
Yeah.
He's just like, well, I was like, what? He's like, dude, he's like, how do you like, because we work so differently.
Yeah.
And so when he works, like you said, he just like zones in and I'm just like working. I'm like, hey, by the way, and like rainbow butterflies, easily distracted, back into it. He's like, no. He's like, you need to disappear for a few hours. I'm like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And like I know my irreplaceable role here, but like when it comes down to it and you're like, nobody can do what you do.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm relating what you're saying to like how Jason works.
Right.
Like I could be replaced. Kind of. That guy.
No.
That guy is otherworldly when it comes to his working.
That's right. I feel every component of the team is irreplaceable. Like
100%. But I just mean like the skill that he has is like nothing, like nobody else in the world.
That's right.
Can do what he does.
Yeah, he just zones in and gets things done.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like,
it's
projects so, that both of us are like, 2 weeks? 2 weeks. And he's like, 2 hours?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 2 hours. I was bored.
That's right.
Like, you did that in 2 hours because you were bored.
Yeah, I really concentrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something I know for a fact would take, like, anybody else, like a professional, 2 weeks to do.
That's right. And he's like, no, I just had to, like, devote all of my energy into that right now. Like, he's crazy. And like you said, it's like 20 hours. He's like, I'm just going to focus on this one thing for 20 hours.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bullshit. And then I watch him do it. I'm like, he's not touching his phone. He doesn't have any other browsers up. He's just like literally just doing that one thing for 20 hours. I'm like, he's not talking. He's not listening to music. He's just like, shoo.
We can't do one thing for 20 minutes, and that's why the show is the length it is.
That's right. Like, I don't know how he does it, so I have more power to him.
Yeah.
That's why he's, like, the best business partner ever. So, yeah.
That and a multitude of other things.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyways, big shout-out to Jay. Big shout-out to Pam.
And they're still not going to watch this.
Yeah, never. Like, that's all right. That's why I want to go on this topic. It's so funny. And I'll tell Jason, hey, man, I talked about you for like 5 to 10 minutes on the show. He's just like,
yeah, we've been on 5 minutes now about Jay.
He'll be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, you going to watch it? He's like, no.
It's so good.
Yeah. We had a really funny conversation one time, me and him. It was when I was doing like my daily videos. And like that was how we were getting a bunch of clients to work with the company. Like that's what we did. And somebody in his life was just like, hey, do you ever like watch any of Elliot's like videos? And then, cause I guess I shouted him out or I did something that he might've been interested in and he never brought it up to her. And he's like, yeah, no, I never watch him. And she's like, well, he's your business partner. Like, don't you think you should watch his stuff? And he's like, yeah, no, I never thought about it and you're bringing it up and I still don't want to do it, but I guess I'll have the conversation with Elliot anyways. So we were at one of our corporate retreats and he's just like, hey, I don't look at anything you do. And I'm like, I know. He's like, do you want me to? I'm like, not if you don't want to. And he's like, so it doesn't hurt your feelings. And I'm like, I don't even think about it. This is like the longest I've thought about it. And he's like, okay, good. Cause I'm not gonna. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So. Dude, I helped you out for 4 years with those videos.
That's right.
And every once in a while you'd be like, you ever watch those videos? And I'd just be like, no.
No.
That's you'd right. be like, all right.
I'm not mad about it. I was just like,
cool. You still going to help me with the camera equipment for it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Because the fact of the matter is, like, with you and Jay, you support me in so many other ways. Like, it's like,
yeah.
I don't need, like, to pat on the back and be like, hey, Elliot, good job on the video today. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm good.
It's like, hey, yeah, Haley, you know that podcast that we do together? I watched an episode. You did great.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Yeah, you told me when we did it.
So, yeah, I don't, like, we've said it so many times on the show, too. Big shout out to everybody who watches the show.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for it. Like, pure gratitude, but it still blows my mind. Like, it's something I'm never going to get accustomed to.
And, like, yeah, we definitely appreciate you watching. We just, the audience already strokes Elliot's ego enough that we don't need the personal people in his life doing it some more.
Well, that's right.
You got to level him out.
Yeah. It's so cool, like, doing this show and going in public now in Fort McMurray. It's awesome. And people just, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, hey, you want to be on? I would love to be on the show. Okay, sweet. Let's book you. Like, oh, my God. Like, the excitement is fun. Like, I could care less about people knowing me, but the excitement they get out of it, and then when they come on the show or they get the invitation, it's just like, it's such a beautiful feeling.
And I love the ones that come on and get to meet me.
That's right.
Because it's, like, so on brand. Like, I'm very excited to meet those people and talk to them, and then they get to, like, it's like the mask is revealed.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, Tana. It's Tana.
That is...
They love Tanner.
Yeah, they do love me, but, like, I guess you can say that.
That's right. So, anyways, you just, like, you're just you when people, like, vibe with it. It's a vibe we got here.
100%. Sure. I just love nobody is ever ready. They all have, like, you know, it's like Disney World before you go.
Yeah.
You have, like, the idea in your head of what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then you show up and you're like, this is still good, but it's not what I thought.
Speaking of which, have you got your testimonials? Did you message your crew for testimonials? I got two.
Yeah, well, yes and no. They know they have the idea. I just have to like be like, do it now.
Okay.
And they will. So.
Because I think Jay put the other, I don't know, I have to follow up on this, but he's going to put them on the website.
Nice.
So that was a great idea that we need to.
Execute on.
Yeah, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need a whiteboard. Which we have one outside, but we need something where we just like have solid ideas for
that we're gonna forget.
That's right.
Yeah,
and that's one of them.
100%, because we have like lots of good ideas, and we just forget.
That's right. So that's a good one.
But are they really good ideas if we forget? Because we remembered this one.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I want to really, really, for me to really remember it, I've gotta. Write it down and see it and, like, be...
You're a visualizer.
Yeah.
That's why you got that little truck there.
That's right. That's exactly it. Boom, boom.
Are you... will you name the truck when you get
it? Oh, I already have a name for it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us?
I'll tell you.
Okay, but not
on
air.
But I'm not going to say it on air.
That's fair. I was wondering if you had a name picked out.
Yep.
Because... Did you have Ruby's name picked out prior?
No.
No, well, I guess it's a color thing. Ruby came with her name?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
And so they asked, hey, listen, after I purchased Ruby, they said, hey, just so you know, like, she has a name. I'm like, oh, and then they said, you don't have to. You can name her whatever you want. It's like, but it'd be kind of neat if you kept it going. And I was like, yeah, what is it? And they said, it's Ruby. So,
that's her name.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ruby. Ruby had a name when I inherited.
Do you name all your vehicles?
Never named a vehicle before.
No, but, like, Ruby started the trend?
Ruby started the trend. And my, like, classic cars are something unique I'll name. Like, me and Keegan with our day-to-day vehicles will name things just for fun, but it doesn't have the same meaning.
It's not their name.
Yeah. So, EK's vehicle is called Black Panther. Because it's black and Keegan goes to a school that has a panther.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm going to call it Black Panther. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like,
you can do that. You can do that now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But Keegan has a name for the 4Runner, the black 4Runner, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so they're not like names.
No, but it's a nickname that he'll call out once in a while. But like with Ruby, he'll be like, hey, we're going to go for a ride with Ruby.
Yeah, because that's her name.
It's like, yeah, let's go for a ride. We very rarely call Ruby the MG. Unless I'm talking to somebody about like, oh, I have like a classic car, it's an MG. I'm just like, oh, I just call her Ruby.
You call it an MG in passing.
That's right.
Like you're like, oh, I'm excited to take the MG out.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. But like if you're talking about like having a solid conversation, it's always Ruby.
It's always Ruby, yeah. So, but yeah, I got a name for this one. And the funny thing is I've had a name for it from the jump.
Like, yeah.
Even before you got this car, I knew.
When it was still the FJ40, not the 45?
Yep. And so, like, when I first purchased Ruby, And I was driving her for the first few months, and I got into driving like an old car, the smell of it, like just vintage, loving it. I knew this was going to be, like, I knew it. I was like, Ruby's great, and I love Ruby, but I was like, I need this.
So it's like you found the name for Ruby, but Ruby already had a name.
That's right.
So now you've been waiting to use that on your next classic vehicle.
Well, I knew, no, what I'm saying is, like, I knew I was going to get a Toyota FJ because I've enjoyed Ruby so much.
Okay.
And so when I was like, I'm going to get it, I had the name picked out. The name and the thought of getting the vehicle happened at the same time.
And so, nice. And so the truck bed doesn't change the... And are you going to say boy or girl name?
Not on camera.
Okay.
Yep, not on camera. Because I'd be choked.
Yeah, if somebody stole
somebody
the name.
Somebody steals it and just like, oh yeah, it is my own. Just like, you know what? Forget you, bro.
It's the fishing spot thing. It's like if the people come after, it's like, yeah.
That's right.
You don't want them to come before.
That's right. So yeah, we're not saying it. So not happening. So listen, summer's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm doing a bunch of traveling. You're doing a bunch of traveling. I'm
gonna try.
We have this episode. We're filming this one.
Yes, we are filming this episode.
This one will go out on Friday. This is on point. Next Friday I'll be in town. We can film next Friday's episode as well.
Okay.
But then the following Friday, I don't know where on this globe I'm necessarily going to be. So two Fridays away, we're going to have to figure out how to do our Friday episode. I may or may not even be in Calgary. I don't know.
We can Zoom.
Yeah.
No, that is not something we do.
Remember how we had guests during like the pandemic? Like, can I Zoom in? And just straight up, nope. Like, what? Like, it was not even like, well, maybe we'll try. I was like, no, we don't do that.
It's because we literally had the discussion, and it was all of 2 minutes. And you were just like, hey, you think you could figure out Zoom on there? And I was just like, probably not. And you're like, okay. And now we don't do it.
That's right. And
the quality.
Yeah, the quality. And I don't like I watched, I didn't watch. That's the thing. Like, so many shows during the pandemic that did the Zoom calls, like, I just didn't watch. I'm like, it's
like
off.
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones, yeah. Oh, yeah. I never watched any of the Hot Ones that were Zoomed. They were horrific. Yeah.
There was a few, like, YouTube channels that I watched that, like that would do, like not skits, but, like, different, like, things in studio.
Right.
That just switched to doing from in studio to out of studio. And it was just, like, why?
That's right. There was one podcast that I watched that killed it during the pandemic. It's called The Try Channel. It is an awesome channel.
Oh,
big
the
shout
try guys?
The Try Channel. So it's a bunch of people from Ireland.
Okay.
And they just try stuff. And so, like, they're going to try whiskeys today. Or they're going to try, like, burgers. But the alcohol ones are the best. And so what they ended up doing, it's two people at a time. And they put up, like, a plastic divider. And they built, like, a bubble. So you had to go in. But from the audience telling, all you could see was, like, the little thin line.
Yeah.
They were there together. And I was like, all right, that's awesome. So the Try Channel, they were the one channel during the pandemic that I was just like, man, these guys,
they figured it out.
And it's a big shout out. It's so simple. It's so obvious, but it's so good.
Don't you hate that when you just see like a simple idea?
Yeah.
And then it blows up and you're like, I could have thought of that.
But I didn't. And it's just so good.
Yeah.
Another channel you talked about. I was so psyched. We were talking because, hey, spinoff. Spoiler alert, we're going to be expanding the Max City Morning Show. We're going to be potentially filming an additional podcast to go on with this.
Sunday episode.
So we'll see. Hopefully it comes to fruition.
And if anybody in the audience has an idea for a Saturday option, we'd love to hear it.
So, but like when we were brainstorming with
the person,
you brought up, I was saying we got to research some podcasts, and you brought up a podcast that I love. I only just found out about it maybe 3 weeks ago, have been binge watching it. Jason does not consume content, and when I was down there for our last business meeting, I'm like, man, you got to watch these guys, Philly and the Boys.
The Sidemen. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. These guys are wild ones.
They're savages.
They're wild. I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. KSI, Philly, Chunks.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys. Once again, like, I first stumbled upon them. The show I stumbled upon first was does like the shoe fit, I think is what it was called, where three or four of them date one girl. It's just, it's a traditional dating show,
yeah,
but they put their flair and their slang and their energy on it.
Have you ever seen them guess the black person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Where I just watched one where Philly went on a date with 20 girls.
Yeah.
But he had the boys in his ear telling him to do stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, or Philly, he asks questions on the street.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. His personality, Philly.
And the best, yeah, they are all successful because of their personality.
Oh, 100%.
Because, like, everything they do, and not in a bad way, but everything that they do has been done before.
That's right.
But they just do it in a way that, like, it sells it better.
Or have you seen the one where they literally just have a cutout of, like, a Tinder profile, it looks like, and the girl's just there, and they just do a pickup line?
Yeah.
Oh!
And some of them get dark, dude.
Oh, so dark. And sometimes, like, the woman is just, like, not feeling it, and she's just as bad.
Yeah, like, you know, these are just people off the street.
Oh, these boys, they're wild.
Yeah.
They're wild. And, like, I don't know if I was telling you this, like, I've always liked the UK, but because of, like, this show, it's reignited my love for UK slang as well as UK rap. Like, I think UK rap drill right now is...
You like drill.
Where it's at, man. And I've liked UK rap for a very, very long time, even before it was
drill
cool. I don't know what you would call it.
The big genre of UK rap right now is UK drill music.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm very much into it. I like it. Colton was playing some when he was our DJ, and then a bunch of it got played when we had our hotel banger. I don't know. What are we going to refer to that to? That Rockstar Weekend.
That's probably what you're going to refer it to.
Hotel banger?
Yeah.
That was so good.
Or like Rockstar Party.
Yeah. I'm just looking up UK rap right now. There was a guy that I used to listen to back in the day. He was unbelievable. I'm really choked that I can't remember his name. I'm embarrassed that I can't remember his name. But why do you call it drill music? You fill the air while I'm looking this guy.
Well, I don't know why you call it drill music. That's just why it's called, like, that's just what it's called. I think it comes from, I forget what city in the state it comes from.
Okay.
Or maybe it comes from the UK, but it's just like a style of music that people.
We're going to do something I've never done before here.
What?
I'm going to call my brother.
Live on air?
Yeah, but I'm not going to put him on speaker because I don't know if he'd be cool with that.
Ask him.
He might not pick up the phone.
It originated in Chicago.
Okay.
I love Chicago.
It's my favorite.
American City.
Hey, Al, what's up? I'm filming a podcast right now. I don't have you on speakerphone because I don't know if you'd be cool with that. But I've got a question for you. We used to listen to, you introduced me to him, a UK rapper back in the day. What was his name? Do you remember? Genre is grime is what he's saying initially. Okay, and? Dizzy Rascal. There it was. Boom. Dizzy Rascal. That's what I want to know. Fix Up, Look Sharp. Dizzy Rascal. He's probably thinking that's the song I'm thinking about. Okay. Yeah. Bright pink cover for the album. Okay, cool. That's what I need to know. All right, man. Thanks. Love you. Chat with you later. Peace.
Very impressive that, like, he remembered all of that information, like, down to the color of the album.
Well, listen. Spoiler alert for anybody out there. There's this game called Cranium and or Pictionary. Never play this game with me, my brother, and Alistair. If me, my brother, and Alistair are on a team...
Isn't your brother Alistair?
Or Perro, sorry. Yeah. Alistair, myself, and Perro. It's happened a few times in our life where people have made the mistake of allowing us to be on a Cranium team or a Pictionary team. We grew up, we spent so much time together, like, it's not even, we're all brothers. And I remember we were playing this game and Cranium, and I had to act out Free Willy. And all I did was I drew the wall that, like, Free Willy jumps over. And I drew the wall, and Perro was like, Free Willy! People are like, what? No, cheating. I was like, it's not just cheating. We're just on that level where you just know. These games aren't about like how good of an artist you are. It's like how well can you convey your thought to a person.
100%.
So like me saying UK rapper Alistair, he's just like Dizzy Rascal. So yeah, I've been listening to that type of music since Dizzy Rascal. Another artist that I liked, which was years later, but I still like her, and she's kind of in that genre, is like Lily Allen.
Have you been?
Lily Allen
UK?
Was a good one. I have been to the UK.
Yeah.
I would love to go back. I didn't spend enough time in the UK. I've only been there for maybe 5 days. I'd love to spend.
But have you been to like? I know you've been to Ireland.
Yeah, I've been to Ireland. Yeah, yeah.
Separate from the UK, right?
It was on the same trip. I was over in Europe for 5 or 6 weeks, and so I went to spend some time in Italy, spent a bunch of time in Ireland, and then capped off my trip in the UK.
Cool. So, yeah, we can go there if you want. My dad's been there.
Yeah, it would be cool. I'd love to go back. I had a great time in the UK and Ireland and Italy. So I'll break this news. I don't know if we've talked about it yet. I'm going to go traveling.
Yes, I think you did talk about it.
I got two trips that I'm very excited. Well, a lot of trips, but two trips that I'm excited about that I'll talk about on this trip. Going to the Cape Breton.
Yeah.
Can't talk about why, but I'm going to Cape Breton. So, boom, excited about that. And then fast forward a month or two later, hitting up Newfoundland Labrador.
Sorry to burst your bubble here, but I think you have some places to be.
Where?
You said you needed to be out of here for 12.
Oh, yeah. We got to wrap this up.
Yep.
Okay. Good looking out, son. All right. Listen, those are the spoilers. Thanks for tuning into the YouTube exclusive. Yeah, that's right. We can talk about it more if somebody's like, what are you doing in these places? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. We have a pretty loyal following who follows the YouTube exclusive episodes.
Appreciate
it. So I
want
to give you guys a big shout out. Yeah. So other than that, big shout out to Noral Toyota as well, our title sponsor. Appreciate the ongoing support. I hope everybody's having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.